I was as ignorant about being a legislator as one could possibly be. It soon became clear to others as well with my first bill.
Welcome to Lawmakers Spotlight. I'm Donna Lowry. Here you will find in-depth interviews with Georgia lawmakers and leaders on the issues driving the legislative session. These conversations go beyond the headlines to explore how decisions are made and what they mean for you and your community. Georgia's political history is rich with achievements, primarily from men. Tonight, we're honored to feature a remarkable woman who has broken barriers, Speaker Pro Tem Jan Jones. With an impressive 16 years in her position, she is not only the longest serving Speaker Pro Tem in Georgia history, but also the first woman to hold this role. As she wraps up her distinguished career, we invite you to watch her heartfelt farewell speech.
Thank you, members, and thank you, Mr. Speaker, for those overly kind words. I just wanted to share a few things as I prepare to leave the chamber. Just need a second here. Thank you.
Those are beautiful grandchildren, by the way. Did I mention that?
That's helpful. Thank you. Members,
I apologize.
No, that does help. That helps. I grew up a nobody from nowhere, and certainly not someone whose future might be expected to serve in the Georgia House of Representatives. I never ran for an elected position growing up, not club president, not even line leader. My people were not in politics. They worked for a living. Moving from state to state as the daughter of an enlisted Air Force soldier and a mother who worked part-time teaching piano and always took us to church, I was always the new kid in town, the new kid in school. Both sets of my grandparents were small, hardscrabble farmers with very large families to feed from Lawrence County. And so my message to young people when I speak is always that if someone as unlikely as me can serve in the Georgia General Assembly, they can as well, or aspire to other things that maybe they haven't even imagined. And I'm thankful for my common upbringing. When you grow up with little special treatment, you learn to pull your own self up because no one is probably coming to do it for you. My life experiences influenced and shaped my intensity, which some of you are probably aware of as a state representative, to try to create opportunities for all young people, particularly the nobodies from nowhere. The most meaningful thing we can do as state legislators is to support children with a brighter future through education and higher education opportunities. When I was sworn in 2003, I was as ignorant about being a legislator as one could possibly be. It soon became clear to others as well with my first bill. I sat down to discuss it with a longtime senator who also represented my area, and he listened and he told me it was a good bill for me. I took it as a positive sign and I asked him if he'd carry it in the Senate, and he responded, "Absolutely not." I said it was a good bill for you, not a good bill. And unsurprisingly, I never got a hearing in the House. I learned after many missteps not to let perfect be the enemy of the good and to forget about who had killed a proposition of mine earlier because I'd likely need them the next year or the next day. And many of you know I'd much rather kill a bad bill than pass a good one because it's very hard to unwind bad policy that's in law. I learned to include in my deliberations the empty chair representing the quiet people we don't hear from and who don't have a paid lobbyist advocating for them in the hall. My seatmate for 8 years suggested I incorporate a little humor into my comments today, and I have demurred because family and friends know my politically incorrect humor is best reserved in private. Yes, I can and have said that, but not from the well. Along with other old-timers, we've watched how the House has changed to meet the times over the past 20 years. No more smoking in the ante room as the pages filed by. No more 40 pages of local earmarks in the budget for band uniforms and baseball fields. No more scribbled amendments on the fly put up on the screen and designed to nullify one another. And I'll be cheering you from afar as you create new state policies and chamber traditions that will better reflect our people's needs. I'm truly appreciative for every single staffer in the Capitol that keeps this place running. I have a red light that'll come on soon, so I don't have time to name them all, but Dewey did a good job of that earlier. They are the glue in our offices, crafting our legislation, making the chamber operate. And my staff has made me look better than I deserve, and I want to thank Sheena and Emily for their care and support, and Tyler, who recently moved on to greener pastures. I want to thank the many House members, both here and no longer in the chamber, that enriched, stretched, informed, pushed, and shared life with me over these 24 years. We've spent many hours together in meetings, committees, dinners, lunches, in the chamber. And we do discuss and we fight and we mostly reconcile to try to make the state work for all our people. I'm truly grateful to each one of you, including the advocates in the hall and the squatters in my office. I value your friendship more than you know. And I believe in you, and I know you will continue to improve the lot for all of Georgia. I want to thank the constituents that elected me for 12 terms to represent them and their interests. They are the point, and I've tried to do right by them. I owe this entire body my gratitude for electing me to serve as Speaker Pro Tem for 16 years. It's been a privilege to serve you in that role, something I could not have imagined growing up. Speaker Burns, I'm grateful to have had the opportunity to work with you, and I have every confidence in your leadership and ability to look at the broader picture and the entire state when evaluating a legislation and priorities. You truly are a good man, Mr. Speaker. I want to thank my husband, Kalen, my children, Tram, Peyton, Shelby, and Griffin, and now their spouses, Hannah, Yusuf, Jacob, and Maddie, for your patience in sharing me with 60,000 constituents in the House of Representatives. Any regrets that I ever have as a legislator are only for the times I didn't join you or our little grandchildren, Agnes, Felix, Annika, and Mina. Or missed an event, a spring break, 1 year even a prom on crossover night, or all the other significant and mundane moments that life in elected office can get in the way of. Thank you for standing by me. So I'll leave you with a visual description. As you return in future sessions, consider in your mind's eye the sense of urgency experienced by the third monkey fighting his way up the ramp to Noah's Ark and feeling the raindrops starting to fall. Fight like the third monkey as you work on legislation and the budget to make life better for our fellow Georgians. And with that, Mr. Speaker and my fellow representatives, thank you for listening. God bless you, and I yield the well.
We wish Speaker Pro Tem Jan Jones all the best.
That wraps up this episode of Lawmaker Spotlight. These conversations are part of the reporting you see on Lawmakers, our nightly show on GPB TV, covering the Georgia General Assembly. You can watch us weeknights for updates, interviews, and analysis from under the Gold Dome. I'm Donna Lowry. Thanks for being here.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.